is a whisper. Call my name, Emma Sophie. Kiss her, kiss her. The flowers, the candy. The photo, the note. It's all part of my plan. It's all part of my plan. It's destiny.
To the garden, see the flowers stretching in the sunlight. Now I wake up in the mornings, all the kindness is drained out of me. I spend hours just wincing and trying to regain some sense of peace.
Shopping's to a point, sheds my This is WMFO in Medford.
There will be no more flags above my door. I have lost and I always will be.
Also, I forgot this is a really long song, so we still got a while to go. This is only the halfway mark.
It was an expensive mistake. Was an expensive mistake. My horse broke his back to get me here. I have his blood on my hands for no reason. But what was I supposed to do? How was I supposed to know how to use a tube amp? How was I supposed to know how to drive a van? How was I supposed to know how to ride a bike without hurting myself? How was I supposed to know how to make dinner for myself? How was I supposed to know how to hold a job? How was I supposed to remember to grab my backpack after I set it down to play basketball? And how was I supposed to know how to not get drunk every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and why not Sunday? How was I supposed to know how to steer this ship? How the hell was I supposed to steer this ship? It was an expensive mistake. You can't say you're sorry and it's over. I was given a body that was falling apart. My house is falling apart. I was given a mind that can't control. reach out and hold you in my arms. I love you, I love you, I love you.
So that was my opener, which was The Ballad of the Coast to Concordia by Karseet Headrest, and that's from that new album that like a bunch of people really liked. Also, this is me, Helen. I've been on hiatus since last May, because I was in other places where I couldn't come here and do my world famous show. So I'm gonna play some songs. I'm still recovering. I was standing next to my professor on the sidewalk when I was on my way here, but I had headphones in and I couldn't decide if I should talk to him or not. So I said hi, and then we sort of just stood next to each other awkwardly for a while. If he's listening to this, I'm sorry. I really like your class and you. I'm not being rude, I swear. Maybe I am, I'm not sure. Okay, so I'm gonna play more music so you don't have to listen to my sweet voice all at once. I won't ruin it for you. This is Sweet Corn, a new iteration of Myth of the Midwest from my freshman year. All right, so next we're gonna do something that's maybe a little bit more fun. This is the Talking Heads.
tonight. Please don't go.
That was some music. That was the Talking Heads and then Sports, who played at Tufts last weekend, and it was really great. I'd never listened to them before. And then Sometimes by Radiator Hospital, and that's from their first album. And I'm seeing them tonight. And I could have played their, at this point, classic hit, Cut Your Bangs, but I didn't. So it's like pretty gross outside, and I have a wool coat, and like I didn't bring my good L.L. Bean winter coat to school because I don't like how it looks. It's not punk enough. So I only have my wool coat, which normally is fine. It's like very warm, but the snow today was really wet, and I remembered that when you get wool wet, it starts to smell weird, and I'm really worried that I'm walking around campus smelling like a sheep. But I think that's what's happening, and I'm kind of worried. But I guess it's not that far off from what I've sort of prescribed for myself, considering I used to pretend to be a sheep when I was little, and my friend and I would go out in the meadow at our other friend's house on a farm and pretend to be the sheep on the farm. And one time we both ate a dandelion, but like the flower bit, not the leaves. And I really don't recommend doing that. It's actually, the flowers taste terrible and it's all pollen, so your mouth gets really dry and dusty, and I still remember it, and I was 3 years old at this point. Which brings me to the topic of memory. And whether you remember your early childhood or not, it's fun to think about. I personally really remember mine. My memory goes back very far. So that's why I remember this. But a lot of people don't remember their early childhood, which is really something to think about. Also, like getting your dreams confused with memory, that happens a lot. All right, so next I'm going to play an instrumental track from David Bowie, which I really enjoy driving to, but I don't drive when I'm in Boston, so too bad for me. This is David Bowie. I'll tell you the song name afterwards.
Thank you.
Now the flames, they follow Joan of Arc as she came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her armor bright, no man to get her through this very smoky night. She said, I'm tired of the war. I want the kind of work I had before. A wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen appetite. To hear you talk this way. You know, I've watched you riding every day, and something in me yearns to win such a cold and lonesome heroine. And who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke. Why, I'm fire, he replied, and I love your solitude. I love your pride. La 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 la. Then fire, make your body cold. I'm gonna give you mine to hold. Saying this, she climbed inside to be his one, to be his only bride. Deep into his fiery heart, he took the dust of Joan of Arc, and high above the wedding guests, he hung the ashes of her wedding dress. His fiery heart, he took the dust of Joan of Arc, and then she clearly understood, if he was fire,
Oh, then she must be wood. I saw her wince, I saw her cry, I saw the glory in her eye. Myself, I long for love and light, but must it come so cruel and oh so bright?
Another block of music, which I thought about extending and then did not, because I need to do a PSA. That was David Bowie's Neukölln, which is a reference to the neighborhood in Berlin. And then If You're Crying by Ian Sweet and Joan of Arc by Leonard Cohen, who's two of my favorite people, Leonard Cohen and Joan of Arc. Really sad about Leonard Cohen dying last year in November. It was the same week as the election. But also he had put out a statement that he was ready to die. So, well, actually before that, he had put out a statement that he was going to live forever. And then like 2 weeks later, he put out another one that said, I'm ready to die. And then he did. So, I mean, I was sad. Everyone is still. But, you know, he was ready, I guess. And then Joan of Arc is really cool. She wasn't sainted until the 1920s, I learned recently, which is crazy because she was from, what, like the 1300s or whatever? I really should know. I read all about her. If you want, you can call in and tell me whether you think I should get a tattoo of Joan of Arc or Eleanor of Aquitaine on my butt. Those are two ideas that I've been playing with. But before we do anything reckless like that, I should really read a PSA because this is educational radio. Oh, this one looks good. Very applicable for many of my friends. Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. As usual, that was a mess of a statement. All right. So I have some other chill music for you, and then if we have time, potentially a really great Austrian techno track if we have time at the end. Yeah. All right. Next up is Angel Olsen, who, like Ian Sweet, put out some really great music last year. So here she is.
I'm still trying.
Okay, there's 6 minutes left in my show. Also, what you've been hearing while I've been talking is I'm having a rave in my room all by myself by Memo Boy. I found it on accident on SoundCloud a couple months ago, which is exactly what it sounds like. So I'll come back next week and probably play more disco, because that's what I like lately. We'll have a little transition into that, I guess, with this next song, which is by two Austrian DJs who were big in Berlin in the 90s, and I saw live on my last night in Vienna. Yeah, so I'll see you all next week. This has been Hell with Sweet Corn.
Ich wünsche euch viel Vergnügen für den weiteren Abend. Spricht Ilsa Gold. Das ist eine Großbotschaft an alle Techno- und Hausfreunde. Ich wünsche euch viel Vergnügen für den weiteren Abend und frage euch, are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?